Welcome to Scary Serengeti. We're your hosts, David Swiniger and Matthew Keener.
We are here to talk more about cybersecurity. This episode will focus on a specific topic of interest to the community. Today, we are talking about everybody's favorite extroversion conferences.
And as usual, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are ours and ours alone, and do not reflect the views or opinions of our employers.
For some reason, no conference will approve my talk on the vulnerabilities of candy by the pound stores. All right, so conferences, everybody loves them. But we're going to talk about it in a little more detail. And we're going to break it up into kind of the where, what, how, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to start off first with why would anybody want to go to conferences? And there's a couple of reasons. The first one is parties. I think I'm joking, but that seems to be a driving concern for many people that I know. Specifically DEF CON. Anyways, other reasons to go to conferences. Big one is new technology. Depending on which conference you go to, you may be seeing new exploits, new vulnerabilities released, or you may be seeing new products released. And we'll dive into that in a little detail. Another big one for people is networking. If you've done anything with conferences or looked at conferences or anything like that, you've almost certainly heard of LobbyCon or HallwayCon, where people will talk about how HallwayCon is better than the conference itself and the people you see in the hallways and meet with. For introverts like myself, that doesn't exist. It may as well not exist. Usually in the hallway or lobby, I've got my head down trying to make my way to the next talk. Another big one is workshops and training. Not every conference has them, but those that do can be a valuable way of getting some hands-on skills. Villages. Typically, this is a big thing for DEF CON, although some other conferences have adopted it as well. At DEF CON, they have things like the wireless village, the lockpicking village, where you can learn some sort of hacker adjacent skill sets and hang out with other people that are interested in that. And many conferences do capture the flags now, which is a big topic that we'll probably cover in a future episode. So those are all good reasons to go to conferences. What types of conferences are there? I thought about it and I've broken kind of conferences down into four general groups based on my experience. The first group is kind of the regional conferences. And this one is mostly populated by the B-sides, although there's some other ones as well in here. So for example, you've probably heard of if you haven't, you should go look at Security B-sides. It is a community-driven conference approach that I believe was started by Jack Daniel and probably some other people who I'm not remembering, I apologize, where they were looking for, I think they had originally called it kind of the anti-conference, where they were trying to make it less vendor focused and more focused on kind of what people wanted and volunteers and keep the costs down and all that kind of thing. There's some other regional conferences like RVASEC and ThoughtCon, and generally these happen in large cities and areas with lots of security people. They usually happen over the weekend, which is good and bad. It's good because you don't have to take time off of work, but it's bad because you have to take time off from play. They tend to be oriented towards new people or people that are just in their first couple of years of getting into security. Just speaking from a lot of the talks that I've attended at the B-sides in this area, definitely seem to be focused on like the breaking into security people. It's great for local speakers. So if you want to network with other people in your area, these are phenomenal to go to. And if they do provide training, it's usually pretty cheap training. That's both good and bad. You will get, good training usually. Although again, it's mostly oriented towards people new to the subject and it is very inexpensive. So all pluses. Now, the second group of conferences are what I call the hacker conferences. Kind of the archetype here, of course, is DEF CON. That's the big one in Vegas that happens in August every year, late July, early August, somewhere in there. But there's others. There's ShmooCon, there's Wild West Hackenfest, there's other ones like that. They also frequently happen over the weekend, but not always. The expected audience there is enthusiasts, whereas the regional conferences tend to have a lot of new people and the vendor conferences tend to have a lot of professionals. The hacker conferences are really oriented towards people that just love security as a hobby. That's why I mentioned DEF CON. These are the types of conferences that have villages, where people will go and not attend any talks and they'll sit in the wireless village and work on a wireless project or, network with other people to do wireless stuff. You'll see national and international speakers here. They can have really, really interesting vendor areas. This is actually one of my favorite things about DEF CON is the vendor area there is amazing. They almost always have, you know, a guy selling old Linux servers. They've almost always got people selling lockpicks. They've got people selling drones. They've got people selling all kinds of, you know, software-defined radio gear and just wild and crazy stuff that if you're not familiar with the community, you might never even know exists. That's very different than other conferences. Other conferences, the vendor area tends to be established companies like Palo Alto and Proofpoint. So that's one of my favorite things about hacker conferences, and it's not really replicated anywhere else, unfortunately. So these typically tend to be the best place to find out about new exploits. It's definitely a kind of a mark of pride to release your exploit at DEF CON, and lots of people submit for talks in DEF CON. So the talks tend to be fairly high quality. Although you do sometimes get really smart people that are really bad at presenting. That does happen too. So, and frequently the hacker conferences tend to be focused on red teams and attacking. Although this is changing. ShmooCon a couple of years ago started doing a blue team talk track. So they had to have some sort of blue team track. I don't know if it was ShmooCon or a different con that started forcing people that had the red team talks to include something at the end on like how to detect their exploit. So they were giving, you know, some ammo for the blue teams. I saw there's a new conference in Chicago I hadn't heard about called Blue Team Con. So there's specific blue team conferences too. Although in the past that have been mostly vendor conferences. Speaking of vendor conferences, that's the third one. I classify these as generally conferences you can get free tickets to. Although really, they're conferences that are put on by a specific vendor. For example, Spelunk.conf, Palo Alto Ignite, McAfee Empower. You know, it's just a conference that's really focused around one vendor and the various products they produce. I've been a customer of many vendors for years, and somehow only in the last couple of years have I started getting invites for these. I don't know if I'm just special enough or if they've only just started putting on some of these conferences. Now, these are different in a couple of ways. They always happen during the work week because people are expected to go as part of their work. They can be very expensive. I think Spelunk.conf is somewhere in the $1,200 to $1,400 range. But if you're a customer, it will frequently be comped by the company. Although I've heard some rumors that several companies are trying to move away from that. They're trying to turn these conferences into, you know, profit centers instead of cost centers. I don't know how many people would go if the ticket wasn't free, though. So these are very focused on a vendor. So if you're using them, it's probably a good deal to go if you're using that particular product. And they tend to be more blue team focused, which makes sense because it's harder to sell products to the red team. It's easy to sell lots of products to a blue team.
I think one of the advantages of these conferences, though, is that it may be a vendor conference where it's focused on a vendor product or a suite of their products, but many of the talks will be given by their customers and how their customers are implementing those products. So you can get a lot of knowledge from these other customers who are implementing the product in a certain way or have done something with that product. And you could take that back to your organization and take advantage of the lessons that they learned from their implementation.
Yeah, that's pretty much always something whenever I'm looking at a new product is I want to talk to other customers and figure out how they're using it, how successful it's been. This would be kind of an expensive way to test out a new product, you know, a product you're looking at and the time you would have to work out to go and kind of look at what other people are doing with it. But that might be interesting too.
Because I know when I went to Splunk.conf a couple of years ago and listened to customers give their presentations on RBA, it was, yeah. It changed the game for me personally, hearing that and listening to these guys give their talk and what they had done with it.
Yeah, that's always been, I'm not going to name the specific vendor, but there's at least one vendor I've talked to that's like, you can do so much stuff with this. And I'm like, all right, give me a list of the cool stuff you can do with it. And they've never managed to get me a list. And yeah, having a conference or something that I could go to and listen to the other customers describe. Although Splunk is almost cheating to do that because Splunk can do so much stuff since it's more of a platform that sews things together. Anyways, the last of the four types of conferences is the corporate conference. This is Black Hat. This is the SAN Summit. This is RSA. RSA started off as kind of a vendor conference, although it's kind of not a vendor conference anymore. I don't know how you would describe that. Have you been to RSA?
I have not.
Me neither. It's so expensive and just so, it's not really oriented towards security operations people. Some of these crazy guys, yeah, some of these guys are in the like 10,000 attendee, 10,000 plus attendee range, which is just, I mean, Splunk.conf is pretty big. I don't know how many people were at .conf. So they had 9,600 attendees at .conf 18 and 11,500 forecasted for 2019. That's ridiculous. It's
a reasonable amount.
So hold on, what's RSA attendance? 36,000 attendees, 704 speakers, and 658 exhibitors. Yeah, RSA apparently had 36,000 attendees in 2020. That's 2020. Were they even in person in 2020, or was that virtual?
No, that would have been virtual for sure.
But it looks like they were still charging $800 for a pass.
Actually, now that I think about it, RSA would have happened right before lockdown, wouldn't it? Because it's usually late February, early March, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. Yeah. This is saying that another thing said that in the 2017, approximately 45,000 people attended. So that was even a little bit less than normal. So that's a lot in comparison to one of the biggest vendor conferences, .conf for Splunk had 11,500 people estimated in 2019. I didn't see the actual number, but that was what they were estimating was going to show up. So that's a big vendor conference. But RSA is in another world. So the corporate conferences almost always occur during the week, again, because they're expected that you go as part of your job. They may or may not have training. I know Black Hat's kind of made a big thing, and SAN Summit's a big part of it is the training as well. And this is usually the best place where you'll see new products. It's turned into kind of a trope with RSA where you save and you announce all your new products with RSA.
Yeah, and at least as far as the SAN Summit goes, you can get some decent discounts on their ridiculously expensive training at their summit.
Really?
Versus going to the courses just as a matter of signing up for.
That's interesting. I didn't realize they gave a discount at the summit.
Yeah. Well, you pay for your attendance and training. So you'll get a discount.
Oh, I see.
I can't think of the percentage off the top, but it is less than their ticket price for regular training.
Gotcha. When you combine them.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I saw that they've been doing all their summits for free. Over like the summit part of it, not the training part of it, for free. Ooh, there's a DFIR summit coming up.
Well, virtually so all the online summits over the last year have been free. I know ServiceNow was free and lasted 6 weeks, actually, because they wanted to string that out over rather than just 1 week.
AWS did that too. So it just meant that I didn't watch any of it because it wasn't over like a very discrete time period that I could block off, 2 days and be like, all right, so these 2 days, I'm not doing anything but watching talks.
Well, even so, that's a conference, in my opinion, you have to attend in person. These online conferences are terrible.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to say, okay, I'm at a conference, so I'm going to stay at home and be online at a conference versus being at the office or working during the conference. Whereas if it's physical, you are gone. You are out of the office. It's like the whole concept of doing an offsite where teams leave the office and go someplace to accomplish something where they can't do it in the office because it's too distracting.
Yeah. I've definitely felt that for a lot of training, a lot of remote training. People just between being distracted by stuff in your house and being distracted by people messaging you or emailing you and being like, hey, I see you're out of office, but could you quickly do this for me or whatever? I see you're online.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So moving on so we talked about what types of conferences there are. Where are conferences? Well, that's easy. They're pretty much everywhere. You are probably within a couple hours of driving distance from some kind of conference. So that's not really a useful question. So let's talk about how do you choose? There's all these conferences. I'm like, I was doing some research for this and I looked up, what are the best conferences to go to or security conferences 2021. And one of the first ones was here are the conferences you should go to in 2021. And they listed 52 conferences, one per week. That's a lot of conferences.
Easily do that.
I mean, I'm sure that was probably
you can be employed to go to conferences, just never show up at the office, always be at a conference.
You know, and if you're, depending on what your job is, that might not be the worst. I'm actually going to stick this link in. There's something called infosecconferences.com where it's just a list of conferences. I'm going to go stick that in the show notes because that may be interesting for some people. But let's go look at July 1st. Yeah, on July 1st, there are 3 international conferences for secure cybersecurity. July 5th, there's 2. July 6th, there's 2. July 7th, there's 5, 6, 6. With 3 in the United States. So yeah, they're happening everywhere. They're happening all the time. It used to be, you know, when I first got into security 10 years ago, like you could probably go to all the security conferences. that's probably an exaggeration, but you could pretty much know all of them and count all of them, but they have really multiplied. All right. So now with all of those security conferences, how do you choose which ones to go to? Well, the way I see it, there's probably 3 ways to choose. The first one is travel, how much travel you're willing to do. You know, if you're only willing to drive, like that pretty much limits you to the ones in the area. But travel is closely related to budget. So let's talk about budget in more detail. If your budget is under $100, that means you pretty much are stuck with local, I shouldn't say stuck. That means your choices are pretty much those regional conferences that are within daily driving distance, or you know, maybe one night in a hotel. The B-sides, the RVA sec, the ThoughtCon, stuff like that, generally have pretty cheap tickets. And you should go check them out for sure, especially if you're just trying to get into security. If your budget is between $100 and $1,000, you can look at some of the hacker and maybe some of the vendor conferences. Especially if you are employed by a company that's using one of those vendors, you can probably get the tickets for free and just, you know, keep to a travel budget. But even DEF CON, I think it's up to like $250 now or something like that. But I remember when I was first getting into security and I had heard about DEF CON and I wanted to go, I made it happen for under $1,000. It was not easy, but it's doable. And if your budget is greater than $1,000, well, that really kind of opens up the world to you. You can do any of the conferences, you'll have to travel there, but the tickets will be expensive. I don't know how much Black Hat's ticket is now. I know the in-person SANS tickets are somewhere like $1,200 or $1,300. So to go to Black Hat is $1,600. I'm sure RSA is something similar. I think Splunk.conf is in the $1,200 range. So definitely even getting in the door is over 1,000, and then you probably have to travel somewhere. Splunk.conf is in Vegas. RSA is frequently in San Francisco. A lot of the other vendor conferences tend to be in San Francisco because that's where the companies are headquartered. So yeah, so budget will dictate quite a bit about what conferences you can go to. The other way to look at it is rather than travel and budget is what are your specific goals? That's probably the right way to look at it because the money can be justified if it's in pursuit of an important goal. So if you are trying to get into InfoSec, you're trying to break in, you're trying to meet people, you're trying to network, you're trying to build some of those skills, what you really need to look for is probably the regional conferences. Look for those B-sides. And that's for a couple of reasons. Number one, they usually offer that intro level training. Number two, that's where a lot of local people will be there for networking. If you want to get a job in the area, that's a great place to find and meet people that are working in that area. And they're cheap and they're everywhere. So find them, go to them, you know, be extroverted. It's hard, I know. You may want to look at some of the hacker conferences. Those are pretty regional too, frequently. There's a lot of them around. There's probably one in your area as well. It'll be a little bit bigger than B-sides. It'll be a little more expensive, you know, maybe $100, $150. You may not meet quite as many blue teamers. I feel like the hacker conferences tend to have a little more red team focus and they tend to attract people that are a little more red team focused, but still probably good for meeting people. If you are looking to build those technical skills, you may want to look at the regional conferences too. Like I said, they usually have trainings, although the trainings are usually pretty basic. I just attended one for a B-sides in the area this last weekend, and the training was very, very entry-level oriented. It wasn't a bad training. Shouldn't take this as a comment that it was bad. It was just very basic. So definitely something to look for.
Hacker it's also conference, inexpensive.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It was like $50 for the training, whereas going to Black Hat for training is like $4,000 or something. So
So if you're looking to get into security, that is a good option.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Very cost effective. The reason that I was kind of disappointed in it is because I've been doing this for 10 years and frankly, I should have known better. really should have known better. I should have done the Docker one because I don't know anything about Docker. A pure entry level class on Docker would have been about my speed.
That would have been good.
Hacker conferences are a great place to go if you want to kind of keep up with the cutting edge of what's going on the red team side. And corporate conferences aren't a terrible place to go, depending on what technical skills you're trying to build. Generally speaking, the corporate conferences are oriented towards kind of architects, senior engineers that are making, you know, buying decisions and are leading projects for new technology, and, you know, directors and CISOs who are buying new technology. So if your goal or part of your job description is to stay abreast of what's happening on the blue team technology side, the corporate conferences are probably where you want to be. If your goal is general, vague, broad industry knowledge, they might all work out. I don't know. That's such a vague goal. I think you probably want to just redefine it as a more specific goal. If you're going for the new technology, then basically any of them except for the regional conferences are good for new tech. Nobody releases new technology at regional conferences. It's just generally just not done. If it's red team wise, it's in hacker conferences. If it's, you know, if it's for Splunk, it'll be at splunk.conf. And if it's for a company that doesn't have a specific vendor conference, then it'll be at RSA probably. If your goal is the villages, if you want to learn, you know, and really dive deep into like ham radio or wireless or lock picking or, you know, soldering and hardware hacking, like it's the hacker conferences you want to go to. And specifically, it's DEF CON. Other conferences do typically have villages, but they're usually much smaller than what DEF CON has, unless things have changed drastically since, you know, 2018 or so. Finally, if your goal is for workshops and training, this one's going to depend on the conference. Like it's been mentioned a couple times, regional conferences generally have like kind of nude InfoSec training. Hacker conferences didn't used to have training, but I've noticed that some of them have started adding it, I guess probably in demand. I imagine that's probably more technical, although again, I haven't actually been to the trainings there. I've heard good things, for example, Wild West Hack and Fest. I have a coworker that's been there a couple times. He said the trainings were really good there and they were I looked them up. They were a couple hundred dollars, several hundred dollars. So they were definitely very affordable compared to like Black Hat. If you want training for a specific vendor technology, that's the vendor conferences right there. They almost always have related training for that. And then finally, if you go to the corporate conferences, you can get fancy training for fancy people. I know, for example, like Richard Baitlick used to do training at Black Hat. Super fancy person, super smart person. And because he was a super famous and smart person, he got to, you know, get paid appropriately for it. So Black Hat's the big one there. Black Hat runs its trainings before each conference, and they charge a pretty penny. I've never actually taken any Black Hat trainings. I cannot comment on how good they are, but I don't know, find reviews. Finally, if your goal is parties, and I don't know why it would be, but I hear that some people are more extroverted than me and actually enjoy parties. So the parties at DEF CON are kind of legendary. And then obviously the vendor conferences and the corporate conferences. If you have somebody that you know have a contract with and you're going there, especially the corporate conferences, they tend to fund parties. I went to Black Hat once and then we got multiple invites from multiple vendors. They would take over like nightclubs in Vegas and stuff. I went to one and was super bored. It was a little weird walking in. I don't know, not that I've been to a ton of nightclubs because this is not the kind of person I am, but it was very weird walking into this nightclub and it was all middle-aged, you know, pasty white dudes with glasses. All right. If your goal is travel, I guess conferences are okay. Pick a conference that's cool and a place where you want to go to. I don't know if that's a great reason. If your goal is to pick up chicks, don't go. That's generally not a good idea. If your goal is picking up dudes, don't go. You're taking a spot that somebody else could take.
Well, I mean, I think you said it all when you said you walked into the club and it was a bunch of pasty white guys with glasses. You know, if that's your selection, you know, you can find better somewhere else.
I'd assume so. I would assume so. I've never tried to pick up anybody at a conference. Anyways, just to kind of give you an idea of my own conference evolution, about, how far? I said 10 years ago before, but I guess it was probably 2008, 2009 when I decided I wanted to get into security. And at the time I was trying to get into security, I was trying to learn things, I was getting certifications. I started going to a regional hacker conference, HOPE, Hackers on Planet Earth, that was up in New York. I went to the first B-Sides in Las Vegas, and then some of the other ones after that. I went to DEF CON, because again, at the time, there weren't that many hacker conferences. So I went to kind of the well-known ones, learned a bit, met a few people, but mostly I was doing this as a demonstration of interest, you know, so that when you go into the interview and they're like, well, I see you don't know much about security. I could point to these and be like, but look, I'm spending my own money to go. Like, I care so much about security. And it was super interesting. And I really did want to break into security, but I was using them as a bona fides for things that I didn't have. So after that, the first couple of years of security, I did a bunch of hacker conferences mostly because that's what the company would pay for. They wouldn't, and the company frankly wouldn't pay to send me very many places as a junior analyst. I did do a couple of corporate conferences. My third or fourth year in security, I went to Black Hat on the company dime, and that was a waste of money. Not because Black Hat was bad, but because my job description was so incredibly mismatched with what Black Hat was. And Black Hat's in kind of a weird space too, because Black Hat shares a lot of the talkers with speakers with DEF CON. So if you're just going for the talks, you can go to DEF CON and pay, you know, about an eighth of what you pay at Black Hat. The real value of Black Hat's probably the vendor space. And I had, again, as a junior analyst, I wasn't making buying decisions. I wasn't looking at, you know, technologies and architectures. So it was a waste for me. Finally, after, you know, 7 or 8 years in, I was doing hacker conferences mostly, I started going to vendor conferences to get better with specific technologies. And those have been pretty good. Like David said earlier, they usually have pretty good training. There's usually some really good ideas on how to implement those technologies. Those have been very worthwhile. Now, as I've been doing this for a little bit longer, and I'm trying to get more into kind of the engineering and architecture side of it, I'm actually looking at going back to like Black Hat and RSA and trying to approach it with a different view, trying to look at it as more of a, you know, system of systems and what are the new technologies coming out and how would those fit into our existing architecture and things like that, which I just wasn't prepared to do, you know, back 7, 8 years ago when I first was getting into this. Any thoughts on like conferences that you should be attending at like different stages in your work?
I think the way you outlined it is pretty well. It's almost like a graduation of, as you move up within security, your role changes and the different vendor conferences that you listed are targeting those different roles. So it makes sense to kind of move through from one to the other as you gain more experience and your role becomes more senior within the organization.
All right. So what are our favorite conferences? I will say security B-sides tend to be very hit or miss. I've been to some great security B-sides and I've been to some fairly average to mediocre security B-sides. The best one of them is B-sides Las Vegas as the original. And that one's more of a national one. That one's been really good. ShmooCon has a great balance between really having quality content while keeping the smaller size. They limit it to about 1400 people. Of course, the downside is it's almost impossible to get tickets. I remember this would have been when we were working together back in like 2015. I remember waiting and refreshing for the ticket sale. They've released in like 3 batches and I'm, you know, F5, F5, F5. And it comes up and I go in and I hit enter to enter the tickets. And our proxy blocked the ticket purchasing site as something malicious. I don't know what it was exactly. And by the time I got that cleared, the tickets were gone. I think they sell out in under 10 seconds each year. So it's a scripting exercise if you really want to get the tickets, I guess. I think DEF CON is probably the most interesting conference. It has the best villages. It has the most interesting vendor space. That's one of the few conferences that I don't really attend talks much because the villages and the vendor space is so interesting. I don't even find much time for the talks. I'm usually like kind of going in and, you know, poking around. Learned to solder a couple of years ago there. Bought a bunch of kits to solder and practice that. Spent a lot of time at the lockpicking village the first time I was there. So definitely the most interesting conference, I think. And my favorite vendor conference is Splunk.conf. David already mentioned the RBA stuff, but yeah, that was a mind blower. Like just every year when I come home from Splunk.conf, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. How did I never think of this? And obviously bots is the best capture the flag. Of course, I only say that because I'm good at it, but hey, it's there. What's your favorite conference, David?
I'd have to agree with the .conf. I haven't actually been to, I've been to a few regional conferences, but most of the conferences I've attended have been vendor conferences. Splunk is easily the best vendor conference I've attended. Yeah. Although I did get to see Def Leppard at McAfee, which was pretty awesome.
Who was that? There's someone at DEF CON a couple of years ago that I saw and I was amazed, but there were like 100 nerds in the audience and that was it. That's got to be like the smallest conference they've ever, or smallest concert they've ever played. It was some pretty well-known techno group. I have to go back and look. I don't know. Yeah. Conferences are so weird with the types of things that they try and do in the evening. I know Splunk.conf has the, what do they call that? The something party?
Search party.
Yeah, that was weird in Vegas in 2019. Like they went outdoors. It wasn't really a party, but there were a lot of people drinking. I guess that's the definition of a party. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, weird stuff. Weird stuff happens at these places. Some of the parties at DEF CON are not even, I can't even repeat them because they were just out there. All right. And kind of as a final idea here, if you go to a conference and you come back from the conference and you don't have something to bring back, and that can be any number of things. That can be like new connections. That can be new ideas. That can be a new skill you learned. Then that's probably a conference. If you didn't come back with something, that's probably a conference you don't want to go back to in the future. That's always one of the problems with conferences is they're very experiential. It's hard to tell ahead of time whether you're going to get something out of it or not. But that's kind of what I use afterwards. David wrote this particular line down, but I agree with it. That's generally how I mark whether I wasted that time and that money or not, is did I come back with my mind expanded, or did I come back, you know, a little bit better than I left?
Yeah, that's dependent on the conference. That's a lot of expense for what you hope to be a valuable return.
You know what, though? It's hard to measure the cost, though, because like, let's say if you're going to Vegas and you're going to, let's say Splunk.conf, it's, you know, the ticket, hopefully the ticket's free, but the flight's, you know, $500 and it's always in a hotel that wants to offer you room blocks at like $250 a night or whatever. So you're probably spending $2,000 or $3,000 in travel expenses to get there. I don't know if what I've come back has been worth $3,000. That's an interesting thought. Obviously work thinks it's worth it.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Security Serengeti podcast. Follow us on Twitter at SerengetiSec. And of course, download and listen to us on your favorite podcast app.